I would like to thank my staff and the staff at Rupp Arena for all they do for us all year round. It means an awful lot to us. The group that put this together today, thank you very, very much. And without any further ado, let me get the head basketball coach of the University of Kentucky Wildcats, John Calipari.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, folks. You know, I usually, the guys that have followed us for 5 years, usually I speak off the cuff. I am so tired right now, I have notes, so I don't forget some things, and I apologize to you. Let me just say this. We started climbing that mountain, this team together, and we slipped a couple times. We almost fell off a couple cliffs. But you know, these guys just kept climbing and kept climbing, kept climbing, kept climbing. And in the end, there were two of us at the top of the mountain. No one else made it up there. There were two of us. Problem was, there was only room for one up there. And we finished slightly below. And I will tell you, that being said, this was an unbelievable journey that none of our staff or players will ever forget. We'll never forget this journey. You know, in some ways, it was a disappointment. But in other ways, this was a huge accomplishment. You know, these guys behind me, because I'm going to say this from experience, at some point they're going to be a grandfather. They can't see that right now. I used to be the youngest coach in the room. Now I'm the oldest coach in the room. They're going to be a grandfather, and their grandson's going to sit on their lap and sit on their knee and say, "Granddad, tell me about you as a player. I heard you play." He said, "Well, let me tell you about my freshman year." You won't believe this, but we had the youngest team in the country, son. The youngest team in the country. We played the number one schedule in the country. We went in the NCAA tournament, and they gave us the hardest seed they could possibly give us. Matter of fact, late, we had this 7-foot center, Willie Cauley-Stein. He got hurt, couldn't even play. No one mentioned it. Son, we were down double digits every game, and we fought back and came back. And you know what? We finished second in the entire country. Grandson, they're going to look at him and say, "I hope you're proud of me for doing that, because it was an accomplishment." They're going to be able to say that. You know, we all, every one of us here on this stage, had great learning lessons and challenges that made us better, made us stronger, brought us together, truly made us better teammates. We became our brother's keepers. I want to thank all of you in here who believed in this team and inspired us. But I have to tell you, I also have to thank all of you who didn't, because you motivated us. It was going good, but I couldn't help myself. While our minds and bodies, all of us, are tired, our hearts are still filled with love for each other and this opportunity to climb this mountain together. And I will tell you, it's time now to reflect, celebrate, and remember, and continue to remember, we are breaking barriers. Thank you very much.
And now, John Hood.
I just wanted to come up and say, they won't let me. On behalf of all of us, thank you all fans. You're the best fans in the world. You've supported us all year through an up and down year. Came out when we were playing good. You came out when we were playing bad. You supported us the whole way, and thank you for supporting me individually for 5 years, Jared for 4, and continue to support these guys. I know Coach Cal says it a lot, but y'all are seriously crazy. But thank you.